song kickoff tells you it's a bluegrass band, but an evolved one. It's the Sawtooth Brothers. The group started out about a decade ago playing traditional bluegrass, but over time, they developed in the direction of the modernistic. Luke Bertzer is the fiddler for the Sawtooth Brothers.
Started when the original material we created was drawing on more and more eclectic influences, and we were listening to more stuff than just bluegrass, and we started covering songs that were in rock or even hip-hop genres, and we were bringing a lot more influence into it, and it kind of made this soup of influence that hopefully is creating a new sound. It felt very natural to us when we started playing these original songs, because we all have been playing together for nearly a decade now, and we really speak each other's language of music, and the songs that we were writing really did feel right.
Tell me something about Modernism, your group, and One More Flight.
One More Flight is a song where we bring our music into the city, and it represents us struggling to make it in the city. This song is also a highly arranged song with intricate parts, and it really represents the direction we're taking with our music.
And I climb so high, and I feel like I can touch the sky. One more flight before I see the lights. The city is alive. The city is alive.
Speaking with Luke Bertzer of the Sawtooth Brothers, how do you know that an audience is really enjoying what the Sawtooth Brothers is doing?
Well, when you look out at the crowd and you see people's faces, that's when you really get a sense of the crowd. And when you look out and you see them smiling, there's nothing quite like that. It really gives the band a lot of energy, and then we play better, and the audience likes it better, and then we play even better. And we just feed off that energy together.
Now, that's true no matter which demographic you're playing for.
That's right. Sometimes we'll want to play a song from the Black Keys, like Lonely Boy. People know that song and they really get behind it. Other times, people might not know that song. They might want to hear classic country tunes, like Webb Pierce songs. And we play those, and people start clapping right away because they know that song. And that's really fun.
Do you have anything that, regardless of the audience, everybody might know the song?
Almost every time we start playing Ring of Fire, people go nuts for it.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
We're speaking with Luke Bertzer of the Sawtooth Brothers. Anyone who's followed the Sawtooth Brothers over the years has recognized that the group has gotten more sophisticated in every phase of musical performance, including using the recording studio. And in the song What's Her Name, it sounds like there's more than one Luke Bertzer playing the violin at the same time.
Yeah, that's right. There are actually 9 of me on that song, acting as sort of a one-man orchestra for the last chorus.
Why'd you do that? Was it just for fun?
Well, it just started as a fun idea, honestly, but it turned out really cool, and we ended up using it quite a bit more.
And I tried to refine the image in my brain. I would find the rest of my life if I only knew her name. And I tried to refine the image in my brain. I would find the rest of my life if I only knew her name. What's her name?
Luke, what's your favorite part of the Sawtooth Brothers experience?
Well, you know, if I had a bad week and I go to a show on Friday or Saturday and I get up there and I play a show, there's nothing like the energy I get from the crowd and the joy I get from talking to the fans and hearing how much they enjoyed it. It just, that's what it's all about. I'll never get enough of that.
The Sawtooth Brothers, young bluegrass veterans with a unique band identity. Web address is sawtoothbrothers.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.